It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN, and it is time to shine our senior spotlight for this day. And we get an opportunity to visit with Jack Chasheen. He is from St. Francis Borgia, and joins us with Brad Thompson and Chris Ranji. I'm Randy Carricker on 101 ESPN. Jack, thanks so much for joining us. So congratulations on a great baseball career at Borgia. How are you doing today?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a good run last year. I'm doing pretty good today.
Well, Jack, a good run is a bit of an understatement. You guys 2019 4A state champs, and everybody, you win state, you want to defend it. You want to be able to go out there, and specifically your senior year, you want to be able to go out there and leave on that same high note. So how are you handling that? How did you handle it as soon as you got the news that baseball season was going to be canceled and the school year was going to be truncated as well?
Well, it was for sure one of the toughest things I've experienced, especially coming off the season I had my junior year. Really, really excited to take it on my senior year and see what we could do as a team and play with the group of guys and the coaches that we had. And it was disappointing, to say the least, to have that taken away from you with nothing that's in your control, and having to try to battle through that emotionally, and then having to still get through school, doing all the online stuff, and not even be able to see your friends and stuff at school. And yeah, it was pretty hard.
And it all happened very quickly. I mean, for all of us, there are certain people that certain things came to a more abrupt end than the rest of us. But when it was all going down, you know, how soon was it before you found out it was over for good, from that time until, you know, beforehand thinking it might be over for good? I mean, did it hit you quickly like it did for a lot of people?
Yeah, it was abrupt. I mean, we were practicing with the mindset that, you know, I mean, it's going to shut stuff down, but we're going to play through it. We're going to get our games in and everything. You can't have the mindset that you're going to, you know, that this is possibly going to end. You want to practice and get yourself better and ready for the first game whenever it comes. And then to hear the news that it was over, it was terrible. I mean, I didn't really know what to do. And, you know, you practice all that off-season work, all the work with your teammates and getting yourself ready for that season, and even getting a little taste of it with the practice and stuff like that. But not getting to step on the field for that first game, it's hard.
I would think especially hard, Jack, because your team was so good. You won the Class 4 state championship last year. You were preseason number one this year. And you guys did have high expectations of going back-to-back, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we did. I mean, we lost some seniors last year and some big power hitters. But, I mean, we were going to take the game and totally flip it around. Last season, we hit a lot of home runs, hit a lot of power, had a lot of big guys in the lineup. But this year, we were more doubles in the gap and speed, and you're going to have a lot of speed this year. And I mean, a totally different team from last season, but I mean, we were ready to be just as good as we were last year and defend that crown of the state champions we had from the season before.
Hey, Jack, on a personal level, because I know, I mean, my skill set in high school was not anything to write home about necessarily, and I needed my entire senior year, every bit of it, to get a sniff from a junior college, and that ended up catapulting my career. Do you have college plans already to play baseball, or has this no season, the cancellation of the season, has it changed your future from a baseball standpoint?
A little bit. I had some looks junior year with the season I had, and I was kind of weighing my options there, but nothing really stuck out to me as, like, that's really what I want to do. So I was really hoping my senior year I could get some more eyes on my skill sets and my game to be able to get into a college that really fit me well. And I mean, I still am actually talking to a coach right now that just gave me an offer, and it's sounding really good to me. So we'll see how that comes out. But yeah, I was really banking on the fact that my senior year would get a few more college coaches to look at me.
Oh, for sure. Is that something that you and your teammates talk about? Because, you know, it puts you in a tough position, obviously, because you don't get to showcase your talent in front of teams. But But teams are in a tough position also. Colleges need players. They need high-end players. So you kind of got to get creative. Do you talk to your teammates, or do you talk to your high school coaches about how do I get out in front of people? How do I get seen a little bit more, even without this season?
Yeah, and that's hard. The college I'm looking at now is actually St. Charles. And I had talked to them, St. Charles Community College, but I talked to them a little bit before this all happened, and we were kind of talking like through it and seeing what was going to happen. But, you know, we can't get to the field, can't have like a tryout or any kind of showcase to show what us seniors have. And a couple of my teammates are actually, one of them is actually committed to St. Charles. And another one, a good friend of mine, is really working on trying to get somewhere as well. And, you know, it's really hard to try to find a place to get in front of, especially now since you can't be out hardly in public at all. And, I mean, you have to hope that your videos and the stuff you did last season really is going to open their eyes to what you have.
Do you have any idea if the amount of because we talked to a coach last week or maybe the week before, and we were talking about how players can market themselves, you know, how you're able to, because you can't go out there and play and do a workout in front of anybody, because of that stuff, you have to find different ways to make sure other schools see you. Are you doing more video work than is normally needed now? I mean, how are you measuring that?
Yeah, I had a lot of workout videos and stuff that I got when we were still allowed to be out. And, I mean, that's all that I can really get to do. I mean, I can get videos of myself now doing stuff if I needed, but I have a lot of that from the off season when I was really working on getting myself ready for the season. And, I mean, it's tough with that being the only really form of viewing that a coach can see of you, because, I mean, it's one thing to watch a video on somebody and see what they have, but it's another to be there in person and really experience the kind of skill sets that this player has.
Before we let you go, Jack, your last name is spelled C-Z-E-S-C-H-I-N. It's pronounced Chasine. How did teachers do with it on the first day of classes?
You know, it's usually I get my first name spoken. They'll call on me and just say Jack, and then they kind of pause and look at their paper a little funny.
And then they wait.
And then you know it's you.
And then I raise my hand. I was like, yep, that's me.
Hey, the same thing happened with Carriker, and Chasine is a little bit tougher. Hey, best of luck in finding a school and getting to continue your baseball career. We're bummed out for you that you couldn't participate in your chance to defend the Missouri State title, but congratulations on that terrific high school career.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jack, take care. That is Jack Chasine from St. Francis Borgia with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, we'll bring you the 4 o'clock fight. That's next.